I have you here today for Spirit in Action because so much of your music is about transforming the world. I was born in 1954, and I think, you're less than 20 years older than I am, so you experienced an even more radical change, I think, in the country. Particularly the role of women, I think, has changed so dramatically in the U.S. Tell me about your experience with that.
Well, I was born in 35, so I was a teenager in the 50s, and that's when I remember confronting the role of women. I was my father's first girl after four boys, but I was not treated like a princess. I was allowed to run wild with my hair in tatters and wear jeans and climb up trees and play baseball. So I wasn't really aware of the women's position. I didn't see it when I was growing up. I didn't really see it, I suppose, until the 70s when I wrote a song called I'm Gonna Be an Engineer. I wrote it for a musical theater documentary, but I didn't write it out of my own experience. I had not felt direct discrimination because I was a woman. I had not felt that I was marginalized or internally colonized or however we talk about it. In actual fact, I was. There were a whole lot of aspects of my life in which I was the woman. But this song is the one that I'm mainly known for as objecting to the position of women in our society. So it's a disclaimer to say that I was not really discriminated against as a woman. A musician, women have been musicians since the year dot. And musicians, they cut a lot of slack for us. And any experiences that I had had working with male musicians had all been good in my life. Of course, the position of women has changed hugely. Women stayed home when I was growing up. If you went out to a job, it was thought that you were deserting your children and your husband and your home and your position. But it's a huge subject to talk about. But women are now... I just read a book recently called Half the Sky, but it virtually says that a country that does not use its women equally with the men will never reach its full potential because it's losing half of its human resource. It's not using it half of its human resource.
You know, the song is going to be an engineer. And if I had to name one field where I think that there's still a strong imbalance, male-female, in favor of males, that's certainly one of the fields that I'd choose. Lawyers, I think they're pretty equally divided. Doctors, the incoming generation has divided roughly equally. But engineering, I don't think is nearly balanced. Why do you think that is? Is it because people didn't listen to your song enough?
Well, I wrote the song for what I understood an engineer to be. In England, an engineer at the time I wrote it worked at making heavy tools, worked with metal. So it was definitely a man's world. But as far as lawyers are concerned, I have rewritten Gonna Be an Engineer for lawyers because there was three firms of women lawyers in Knoxville, Tennessee, who asked me to do that because they found it so difficult to be women lawyers in Knoxville, Tennessee. It is difficult to be almost any high position in a patriarchal world. You have to battle. You have to do things. You know, you have to do things that men don't have to do to get those positions.
Let's listen to the song, Gonna Be an Engineer. It's by my guest for today's Spirit in Action, Peggy Seeger.
When I was a little girl, I wished I was a boy. I tagged along behind the gang and wore my corduroys. Everybody said I only did it to annoy, but I was gonna be an engineer. Mama told me, can't you be a lady? Your duty is to make me the mother of a pearl. Wait until you're older, dear, and maybe you'll be glad that you're a girl.